Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a very, very special Rotarian on. His name is Steve Laubach, and he's going to tell us all about the great happenings of the Highland Rotary Club. And he knows all of them because he is a charter member of the club.
And you're president this year, right, Steve?
Again, yes, I'm president. This is only my fifth time, and I've got the sixth time coming up July 1st.
So. Well, yes. Welcome back to Radio Rotary. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And longtime listeners know we've had Steve on when Highland Rotary Club was talking about their Ribfest. And instead of Ribfest, they've got six big events coming up between now and June that we're going to talk to Steve about. So, Steve, let's start with the one that's coming up right after the broadcast. That's coming up April 19th, your big comedy show. What's that all about?
That is one of our fun nights. It's really a give back night to the community. It's not a fundraiser or anything. It's just one of those nights you can come out and have a great dinner, get a lot of laughs with some really quality comedians, and have a good time.
Tell us who the comedians are, Steve.
This year, the headliner is Joey Cola.
Okay.
You probably have to look him up on YouTube. It's not something, you know, he's hard to find a good clip to play on here, but he's hilarious and funny.
Yeah.
And then we have Crazy Gene Trifolo, who's our MC of the night. Gene has been a friend of our clubs for a long time now. His uncle and aunt are actually members of our club.
Oh, great.
He's legit. He is very, very funny. And I think he's bringing another surprise comedian. We don't know who it is yet. So that's what I'm hearing. But Gene, and even if it was just Gene and Joey, you will go home with your face hurt. You're going to laugh.
Well, Joey Cola has not only headlined in some of the best comedy clubs around the country, but he has opened for television shows. You know, if you ever go to a television studio talk show, there's always a guy that comes out and gets the audience revved up, with the laughs and stuff. And Joey has done that. I've seen him in action, and he's a great, great talent. And along with this, Steve, you said there's going to be a great meal. Where is it going to be located? And give us the times and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's Casa Milanese on Route 44 in Highland. It's right near Rocking Horse Ranch, for those people who know where Rocking Horse Ranch is. Casa Milanese has been our spot for a long time now. The food is tremendous there.
Yeah.
It's always consistent and always good. So you're going to get a good meal there that night. You're going to have a lot of our laughs. It's not a fundraiser. It's just a fun night for us to give back to our community for all the help they give us, and just go out and enjoy yourself.
So what's the date and time?
That is the 19th of April, and it'll start at 6 o'clock, and the show starts around 7 or 7:30, but dinner is preceding the show.
See, I think it's lovely that you're doing that, because I know even when back in the day when you had Ribfest before COVID and everything, that was another thing you always did. You always gave back to the community too, for all the people that helped you, you gave back to. And, you know, it was just something that your club always does. They somehow or another find it in their hearts and in their funds to give back to the community. So, you know, just more kudos to you for that.
And one of the great things that Highland Rotary Club does in giving back to community is saving lives. One of your pet projects are the AEDs, the automatic electric defibrillators. Tell us about that, Steve.
Yeah, that's something we started several years ago. One of our speakers came in who had been saved by an AED. She had an episode up in New Paltz, and she did some research that found that 19 people died when she was at the same time she was saved because the AEDs weren't available to those other people. And she talked about that, and she was starting a campaign to try and raise money to put 19 AEDs in Highland.
Right.
And we listened to her, and we just started looking around the room at each other and go, we can do this. And instead of giving her money to buy one, which is what she came in for, we took over the project with her, and we put all 19 out around
Let's let the listeners know the AED is the thing you see on the TV medical shows where they put the paddles on somebody, say clear, and they put an electric shock, brings their heart back to life.
Right.
But the most amazing story, Steve, is that at one of your breakfast meetings, you put one of those babies to use. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did. We installed one of them in the diner where we meet. And that morning, one of our members went to the other side of the diner to take a phone call, which almost never happens. Mm-hmm. And when she did, a guy went down. who was another patron in the restaurant, and two of our members, actually more than two, but two or three of our members went into action, started CPR, got the AED, and actually shocked him and brought him back to life. And the paramedics, when they did get there, said he would not have made it.
Yeah,
had it not been for our members, and it was during our meeting.
Right,
what
and that's the beauty of these AEDs is too that they're so easy to use. I mean, they're just it's foolproof. It really, really is. You know, so. Yeah,
even Rotarians can do it.
That's
even radio
not what
hosts,
I meant.
Even radio hosts can do it. So getting back to your comedy night, which is April 19th at the Casa Milanese with the headliner Joey Cola. I just want to let folks know it'll be a hysterical night of comedy, but it's more on the adult side.
Yes.
Right. You probably don't want to bring your toddlers.
Your small children. Yeah.
All right. I think we even advertise it maybe 21 and over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can go to our website, HighlandRotaryClub.com, and click on the link for the comedy show there. That's where you can buy tickets. There's still room.
Perfect.
Give us the website one more time.
One more time.
It's
okay.
HighlandRotaryClub.com.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. Our great guest, Steve Laubach, will repeat this in the next portion of the program.
And then the following week, which happens to be my granddaughter's birthday, on Wednesday, April 24th, Steve, you've got a special event coming up. And what is that?
Wednesday, April 24th, besides being your daughter's birthday.
Granddaughter.
Or your granddaughter's birthday, is also Highland Rotary Club's birthday. It's our 40th birthday. So I'm sure we're a little older than your granddaughter.
Yeah, she's only 15.
Yeah, and we are also celebrating that at Casa Milanese that night. It should be a fun evening. A lot of people invited, that the Rotarians are coming. It's really a celebration of the Highland Rotary Club being able to hang out for 40 years helping our community. I'm sure there'll be some interesting stories.
So you're a charter member. So you've been a member for 40 years, Steve.
I am the only one left in the club that's seen it all.
So obviously you joined at 18.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Baby.
Yeah, I was
actually baby Rotarian.
Maybe 23, 22, 23.
Yeah. So what's kept you in Rotary for 40 years? What is the attraction for people at home who aren't yet members of Rotary? What's the attraction for staying in Rotary for 40 years?
It started out as an idea to meet other business people and give back to your community, because I had a business in town at the time. And it grew into part of my identity. It's helping people when you have that kind of a service heart, and it just becomes you. You know, I'm myself, I'm a business person, I'm all these other things, but I'm a Rotarian too. And that just is part of my life now.
And, you know, part of our life here on the air is saying thank you to our sponsors. And we'll be back with more of Steve Laubach and all the great things that Highland Rotary Club are doing, not just for the community, but for the Hudson Valley at large, after Kathy Kruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/artbytrieb. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top-rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treebosser. With me is my co-host, the fabulous Kathy Krueger, and she's going to introduce an even more fabulous guest. Kathy, what do we have with us this week?
Yes, fabulous is a great word for him. We have Rotarian Steve Laubach, who is going to tell us all about the wonderful things going on with the Highland Rotary. And Steve's been with Highland Rotary for 40 years. He's a charter member. So he's a phenomenal Rotarian, phenomenal Highland Rotary Club member, and just an all-around great person who loves to do wonderful things for the community.
And
I got to live up to that.
Steve, you live up to that very easily. Know you as we do. So, Steve, for those who may have tuned in late, give us a recap of the great comedy night that's coming up April 19th.
Yep, that's at Casa Milanese on Route 4455 in Highland, right near Rocking Horse Ranch. You can get tickets at highlandrotaryclub.com. That's our club website, and there's a link there for the comedy night. You can buy your tickets there. It's $65 a person. Includes a fantastic meal at Casa Milanese, whose food is always good, and some unbelievable comedy. I mean, this is top shelf comedy here. It's not some guy we plucked off the street someplace.
Adult comedy.
Probably should keep it 21 and over.
Two of the big headliners, Joey Cola and Gene Trifilo, and who's Gene is a relative of a couple of Rotarians in your club.
Right.
They're going to keep you in stitches after you enjoy a delightful meal at the Casa Milanese. Again, $65 a person. And for tickets, which there are a few left, Steve, what do they do for tickets?
They go to highlandrotaryclub.com and click on the link for the comedy show, and that'll take you right to a place to buy tickets online.
Right, right. And if you want to work off that Casa Milanese dinner on the next day, you've got something called the Hope on a Mission volunteer event. What's that all about?
That's an event that is run by Cara Mia, and I'm sorry, I can't remember her last name.
Yeah, she's been a guest.
I can't pronounce.
Well,
it.
We're in radio, that's why.
That's why. Cara Mia is an unbelievable. She's just an unbelievable person.
Yeah.
And every week she's out there feeding the homeless in Poughkeepsie who really need a meal. Other people come and help her, and twice a year our Rotary Club has taken on the job of going out getting food for that event and helping serve people who really need a meal.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks
that's
at home,
that's going to happen Saturday.
Yeah.
Folks at home, go to our website, radiorotary.org. That's radiorotary.org. Type in the search engine, Cara Mia, C-A-R-A-M-I-A, and listen to the shows that she's been on. We're going to have her back soon. She is truly an amazing person. This is a person who picked herself up out of the gutter and became the dynamo of one of the major, major charity organizations here in the Hudson Valley, helping so many people who are homeless, making sure they don't starve death on the street.
And it's not just homeless either, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's been clean and sober for over 10 years now, because she just had her anniversary not too long ago. And if someone comes up to her and says they need help, she will immediately drop what she is doing and get that person to who they need to get to. You know, I mean, and she knows all the resources there are in the town of Poughkeepsie and elsewhere in Dutchess County and probably Orange County, whatever, to send anybody who wants to get clean. So yeah, right. She's wonderful.
And she's a real dynamo. She's been to our club a couple of times as a speaker, and it's all because of her that we go over there and help those people in real need in Poughkeepsie a couple times a year.
Yeah. Now, Kathy, you mentioned Cara Mia's anniversary, but speaking of anniversaries, we're coming up on the 40th anniversary of the Highland Rotary Club. And again, you've got another big event at the Casa Milanese. Tell us about that, Steve.
That's a big celebration for our 40th year as a Rotary Club. They keep telling me I know where all the bodies are buried because I've been there since day one. To my knowledge, we haven't buried any bodies. But in any event, I'm the only one left. So
right.
I guess I have the oldest stories to tell, I suppose. But it's just going to be a fun night. You know, it's not a fundraiser. It's not anything else. It's just a fun night for Rotarians to get together and have a celebration.
And do you have room for guests from the public and other Rotary clubs?
I would say that you go online. That's also online at highlandrotaryclub.com. And I believe we actually, that's not on there. I think that one's running by invitation only.
Yeah, okay. I've got a flyer actually that you guys sent our club, or maybe just maybe members of our club.
It might have just been you. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, right. And we need to RSVP by April 17th. Yeah. But it looks wonderful. It's dinner and dessert, and it's only $45 per person at this wonderful restaurant. And so this is a deal. So, so I have to get a hold of Chrissy.
Fun. Yeah. So certainly happy anniversary, 40th anniversary to Highland Rotary Club, who has done so much for the community.
So right.
We talked about the automatic electric defibrillators, the AEDs that have saved lives. What are some of the other service projects that you folks have done in the past 40 years?
Well, I mean, we started, our first big project was an adult daycare center, because it was a need in the community for one of those. And that was our first big undertaking. And we did that, and it ran for many, many years, and finally ran on its own for a while, and then morphed into some other things over time. We started the Hudson Valley Rail Trail here in Highland. We built that trail. We also built the fitness stations that are out there, the Centennial Garden that's out there. We built the Rotary Pavilion that is out there that has the bathrooms. So we've done a lot there. But just this year alone, I mean, we get involved in junior achievement with a lead agency for junior achievement down here in our elementary school. We teach in 27 different elementary school classes, almost 500 kids involved. We painted the inside of the American Legion this year. We did a pasta dinner for a family whose husband died at 32 unexpectedly.
Oh, dear. Wow.
They needed help. We raised $5,000 for that family.
That's magnificent.
Kids in school that didn't have hats and gloves, we bought a whole bunch of them and took them to elementary school. We adopt a family every Christmas. We adopt five families and go out and shop for them. And we don't know who they are. We never do, but we know they had a great Christmas, all of them, who really
needed.
We got the day of service. I think we'll talk about it a little bit later. We took on the Veteran Flag Project. If you go around communities and see the veteran flags hanging up off the poles everywhere.
With the pictures of veterans World War II or Korea, whatever they served.
We call them here hometown heroes. And
So we are now the lead agency on that program, and take pictures and get the flags and hang them up. Winter coats we bought. We bought books for kids in school. It goes on and on. We're a very busy club.
When do you guys sleep?
We actually don't, because most of us still work for a living, and we do that too, and we take care of our families. But like I said, Rotary, people with a service heart, it becomes part of you. We just fit it in somehow.
That's your motto, service above self. Live by that. That's for sure.
Yeah. And for those of you not in the Highland area but still want to get involved with the fun, the food, the fellowship, and service of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, and come to the local Rotary meeting and meet great people like Steve Laubach. When and where does your club meet, Steve?
We are meeting at Frida's Cafe in Milton right now on the second floor. They have a fantastic room to meet in, and we'll be there for the foreseeable future. We are kind of looking for another home, but we really like Frida's.
Oh, good.
But we are doing some evening meetings. Next week, we're meeting at a new restaurant called From the Ground Up Cafe in Vineyard Commons. We're going to do a 6 o'clock meeting there in the evening. We're trying to mix it up a little bit and get some members who can't always be there for breakfast get a chance to come out for dinner.
And I think a lot of Rotary clubs are doing that.
Usually meetings are still Tuesday mornings.
7, 10 a.m. Yep, 7,
Wednesday.
10 a.m.
Tuesday morning.
It is on Wednesday mornings, and we're usually out by 8, 10, somewhere around there, and go on about our day.
And speaking about going on about our day, we've got a break for a commercial, so stay tuned, folks. We'll get back with Steve Laubach right after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Four. Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say.
That was the fabulous Bing Crosby singing about hitting a ball straight down the middle. And speaking of golf, our guest Steve Laubach of the Highland Rotary Club is going to tell us about their fabulous golf tournament coming up. Steve, tell us about that and invite the public to join you.
Yeah, the public can join us. Again, going to highlandrotaryclub.com. You'll see a link for the golf outing there where you can register. It'll take you right to our website for the golf outing, which happens to be highlandrotarygolf.com. So if you want to go right to it, that's how you get right to the website. And we still have some spots left. We're over 100 golfers already signed up for this May 10th event and lots of great sponsors. But we've changed the name to the Highland Rotary Club First Responders Golf Outing because the bulk of the proceeds from that outing are going to help buy safety equipment for our volunteer fire department and for our police department.
There you go. You just answered my question.
Right. And it's going to be at the Apple Greens Golf Course.
Apple Greens Golf Course in Highland. It's a beautiful place to play golf. It's a beautiful setting. They keep the golf course in great shape. And it's one of the most popular public courses in the Hudson Valley, I think.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And it's a great place to play.
What's the cost and the times and all that?
So registration starts at 9 o'clock. The cost is $160 a head per golfer. When you get there, this is really a fun tournament, I have to tell you. When you get there, you're going to find a cigar company that's owned by and run by veterans who will be out there rolling hand-rolled cigars for you. We also, this year, bringing in a cart that's going to be serving Bloody Marys and screwdrivers and some Irish coffee.
To the golfers?
To the golfers.
Oh, boy. Yep. That's interesting.
That one's sponsored by Emery and Webb. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Barone Construction is sponsoring the cigars. But JSP Home Systems is our big sponsor. They've been with us now both years. This is only our second year of this tournament. It was very successful last year. It is our answer to not having Ribfest anymore.
Okay.
We keep all the nonsense out. We have a great putting contest. At the end, Romeo Auto Group is putting a car up for somebody that can. We have four lucky golfers that'll take a shot at making a hole in one from 165 yards on the 18th fairway to the green.
Wow.
They'll win a car if they get there. If nobody makes it, then whoever's closest to the pin is going to get a nice prize.
I think the chairman should get the car.
Well,
Steve's the chairman, of course.
I haven't had a hole in one. I've been playing golf since I was 16. I still haven't seen a hole in one.
Steve, I should join up because I golf in the low 80s.
Do you? For nine?
Yeah. No, if it gets any hotter than that, I stay in the clubhouse.
Okay.
But I'm bummed. That's an old George Burns. Speaking of cigars, that's an old George Burns joke. Our guest on Radio Rotary is Highland Rotary Club President Steve Laubach. He's telling us about all the terrific things that they're doing. The comedy club, the day of service, the golf tournament.
When is your day of service?
Let's finish about the golf tournament.
Oh,
$160, of course, they had 18 holes of of golf? Does it include a cart? Does it include dinner?
It includes your cart. You'll have some breakfast along with all those little goodies I just talked about.
Right.
You'll get lunch at the turn, hamburgers, hot dogs, and things like that. And then we have a nice dinner afterwards with some awards.
Wow.
There's also a table full of things where you buy the bunch of tickets and you put them in the little buckets for what you want. You'll do that at registration, and we'll pick all those winners while you're out playing golf, so you can come back and look at the board and see if you won. We have some prizes for first, second, and third, and of course all the others, you know, longest drive, closest to the pin, hole in one. One of the hole in ones has a $10,000 prize.
Oh my gosh.
Some other good prizes for the other par threes for hole in one. Each par three, it has a hole in one prize. So there's just a lot going on there, and it's a lot of fun. We keep all the nonsense off the course. You know, you won't find people making you reach into your pocket every time you get to another tee. We don't believe in that. We want to keep the tournament going, and we have enough fun.
That's good.
The important thing is we are helping our first responders.
There you go.
To tell you what a horrible golfer I am, I once won a trophy in a golf tournament. There's no lie. Most honest golfer, because I had the highest score.
You might win again if you come out, because we're going to give a prize to that group.
Oh, there you go, Jonah.
My golf ball spent more time in the water than Lloyd Bridges did on Sea Hunt, the old skin diving show. So now we've talked about the golf tournament. Let's get on to your next big event, which is what, the Day of Service?
The Day of Service,
along with all the Rotarians, thousands and thousands of Rotarians around the country or wherever. I don't even know how far it stretches. And how many thousands of Rotarians are doing it that day. We're actually doing a three-pronged event. We're going to be cleaning up the outside of our Legion Hall, doing some mulching and things so it looks good on Memorial Day. We're also running a blood drive at the Methodist Church in the middle of town. That happens to be the day of Spring Fest, where our town has a big celebration that day, so the streets will all be closed. We'll be part of that. And we are collecting items to send off to the troops overseas.
So
we have a three-pronged approach to a day of service.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Nice.
And again, would you like Rotarians from other clubs or non-Rotarians from the public to come help you out on this?
All they have to do is come to our downtown Highland that day on the 18th, and they can either give blood or give stuff for both to send to the troops. Or you can go to any other Rotary Day of Service around. If you're in another town, there's going to be one in your town.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be, like we're doing a food drive for our food pantry. So every Rotary Club gets to do something out there for their community.
And if you want more information, again, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. Join us for the fun, the food, the fellowship. Meet great people like Steve Laubach, president of the Highland Rotary Club. Now, Steve, we have a couple of minutes left, so I know we got to squeeze in another thing you guys have coming up.
Yep.
That's the Service Above Self dinner at the Casa Milanese again. We're home of great Italian food. What's going on then on June 7th?
June the 7th, again, around 6 o'clock, we'll start. That's our Service Above Self dinner. We've been doing this since 2004, where we honor some people in town who live by our Rotary motto of Service Above Self, but they're not Rotarians, but they still do a lot for our community and a lot to help the people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have recipients every year since 2004, and some fantastic ones. This year we'll be honoring Jamie Anson. Some of you may know her from Walkway Over the Hudson. Dennis Bragg, who is a local electrician, fantastic guy. And I had nothing to do with bringing him in on this, but his daughter happens to be married to my son. So he didn't get any special recognition for that because I wasn't involved.
Nothing wrong with keeping it in the family.
Those are the two people that we're going to honor. We have two businesses we're going to honor: Sorbello Landscaping, Steven Sorbello, and TRC Auto Repair, Matt and Sarah Barr. They do an awful lot for our community. And then we have a student, Reagan Hans. She's a senior at Highland High School. She's co-president of our Interact Club.
Nice.
And does a lot for our community as well. So all those people are going to be honored that night.
Steve, in the minute we have left, invite everybody first to your comedy night and give them that website again for all these great events.
Okay. Go to HighlandRotaryClub.com, and there you will find links to buy tickets to the comedy show on April 19th. You'll find a way to get to our Highland Rotary Club golf outing if you want to get involved in the golf outing, but don't wait too long because that's soon going to be sold out. So if you want to play golf that day, get there. We still have openings and we want to see you. Our Rotary Day of Service is May 18th. There's no tickets or anything for that. If you're in the area, come on out and help us give blood, bring some items to send off to the troops that day. And then on the 7th, you can get tickets for our Service Above Self, a great dinner to honor some awesome people in our town and some businesses.
Wow.
Steve Laubach, thank you for everything you and your club do
to
make the Highland Rotary area better. Center and also the entire Hudson Valley. And thanks for joining us once again on Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Kathy, who allows us to stay on the air by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
We are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.